Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. Today, Jameis 2.0, or same old crab legs, Winston? As reported last weekend, the New Orleans Saints have landed yet another castaway quarterback as former Tampa Bay starter, famous Jameis Winston, signed a one-year deal with the Saints earlier this week. Over the past 2 years, the Saints apparently have gained the reputation as the NFL's quarterback rehab U. Remember Teddy Bridgewater? Bridgewater was a late first-round pick back in 2014 by the Minnesota Vikings, and he had some initial success as the Vikes quarterback. Then in his third season, he suffered a devastating left leg injury which required a lengthy rehab and was eventually shipped to the New York Jets for the 2017 season. Fortunately, the likable Teddy Bridgewater was then dealt to the New Orleans Saints in 2018 to become the backup for future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees. After spending his first year in New Orleans on the bench and learning the system, Teddy's confidence and his career slowly became reborn. In 2019, Drew Brees was injured, and Bridgewater led the Saints to a perfect 5-0 record as the starter until Brees returned to the lineup. The rest of the NFL obviously noticed. Bridgewater recently inked a lucrative 3-year, $63 million deal to play for the Carolina Panthers, who ironically are a Saints competitor in the NFC South. Ta-da! Teddy, who's a fan favorite everywhere he's played, has been given a mid-career reboot and is financially set for life now after spending a couple of years learning from the Saints quarterback brain trust. It's 2020. Enter Jameis Winston. Different than Teddy Bridgewater, though, Jameis Winston came into the NFL from Florida State as a gifted athlete with a cannon for an arm. Standing 6'4" and 230 pounds, he won the 2013 Heisman Trophy in leading Florida State to the national championship that season. Winston even pitched for the Seminoles baseball team. Then in the 2015 NFL Draft, Jameis Winston was selected by Tampa Bay with the first overall pick in the draft. His initial NFL contract paid him a guarantee of $17 million, with the 4-year deal overall paying him a total of $23.3 million. Jameis Winston should be financially set for life no matter what happens to him over the rest of his NFL career. As it was in college, Winston immediately showed the NFL that he had some great athletic talent. Just last year in Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston passed for over 5,000 yards. That makes him one of only 8 NFL quarterbacks to accomplish that feat. He joins legendary talents like Dan Marino, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes, and his new mentor in New Orleans, Drew Brees, who's done that several times. Unfortunately, the 2019 NFL version of Jameis Winston also set a league record by becoming the first player to pass for 30 or more touchdowns, 33 in his case, and 30 interceptions during the same season. That means that he averaged nearly 2 interceptions per game last year, as Tampa Bay finished with a 7-9 overall record and just 2-6 at home. Turnovers lose football games. You just can't give the ball to an opponent 2 additional times per game and then expect to win more games than your team loses. Statistics confirm this. Despite the significant athletic talent, Jameis Winston's decision-making on the field was losing his team too many games. 2-time NFL Coach of the Year Bruce Arians was successful in assisting the skills of NFL legendary quarterbacks such as Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Carson Palmer, and Andrew Luck. Heck, he even wrote a book about developing quarterbacks during his professional coaching career. It's titled The Quarterback Whisperer. After spending just 1 year working with Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay, though, head coach Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay management had seen enough. The team recently signed 43-year-old quarterback from New England, Tom Brady, during the offseason and dumped their top pick in the NFL 2015 draft, 26-year-old Jameis Winston. Before you start feeling badly, though, for Jameis Winston, it should be noted that he has a legendary history of making questionable personal decisions as well. During his 3 years in college at Florida State, Winston made the national headlines for 1. Standing on the table in the Students' Union building of the school and shouting expletives. Well, that earned him a suspension for the first half of their next football game. Number 2. He was stealing soda from the dispenser at a local Burger King. Number 3. And most popularly, stealing crab legs. That's right, crab legs from a local supermarket He was ordered to serve 20 hours of community service for that one. And number four, a sexual assault allegation. That one was settled out of court. After scoring a respectable 27 out of 50 on the Wunderlich aptitude test, that's just 1 point lower than his new teammate, Drew Brees, by the way, Winston's NFL career was shaded by accusations of groping a female Uber driver. He was suspended by the NFL for 3 games starting in 2018. So regardless of his physical football talent, Jameis Winston's lack of personal maturity and ability to make good decisions has been an issue on and off the field for him for years. And this brings us to the New Orleans Saints and the new and improved famous Jameis Winston version 2.0. In February 2020, Winston underwent LASIK eye surgery and helped correct his nearsighted vision. Depending on how bad that vision actually was, it is possible that he didn't see either his receivers or the defenders downfield very clearly. It certainly won't hurt his on-field performance moving forward, and makes me wonder how this issue wasn't seen or corrected before. During late March, Jameis Winston married his girlfriend, Breon Cole. And this week, Jameis Winston signed a 1-year deal with the New Orleans Saints at a relative bargain price. Reports indicated that Winston's base pay will be about $1.1 million in 2020. From the Saints' perspective, the cost of adding Jameis Winston is peanuts. For Coach Sean Payton, there are a number of possible good things associated with getting Jameis Winston on his team. Number one, he's able to add a veteran NFL quarterback to the roster as cheap insurance in the event that 41-year-old starter Drew Brees becomes injured this season. Number two, he'll be able to see for himself whether Jameis Winston is able to learn how to manage a football game, reboot his career, and become a possible successor for Brees. Number three, he'll be able to continue to utilize multi-talented backup quarterback Taysom Hill on the field in 2020 while having experienced quarterback like Winston in reserve. And number four, he might, perhaps, be able to pick Winston's brain for a few tips about what Tampa Bay's offensive scheme might look like with Tom Brady at the helm. The Saints play Tampa Bay twice every season. Saints are likely to give the benefit of a doubt to the head coach who brought the Crescent City its one and only Super Bowl title 11 seasons ago. However, for Saints fans like me, there are a number of questions about adding someone like Jameis Winston into your team's clubhouse. Number one, will Winston be willing to sit on the bench all season, apply himself, and learn how to manage a football from his respected coaches and teammates? Number two, will he become dissatisfied sitting on the bench for the first time in his career and become a clubhouse cancer? Number three, Jameis's long history of personal immaturity, will it get the better of him again in a city where the off-the-field temptations are readily available? And number four, just why would the Saints even take a chance on a guy whose history tells us that he will eventually implode, either on the field or off the field? Yes, the Saints were able to give Teddy Bridgewater another chance to hone his craft and reboot his NFL career in Carolina. However, Teddy's attitude and off-the-field behavior were never in question coming into New Orleans. Teddy Bridgewater passed the chemistry test. In 2020, though, Jameis Winston has corrected his vision, married his girlfriend, accepted a humbling new salary, and now gets a chance to pick the brain of Drew Brees, Sean Payton, and the Saints' considerable offensive brain power. On the surface, it sounds like Jameis Winston is willing to try and start his career anew again. Think about this, though. There is a reason that Tampa Bay simply let Jameis Winston go, and that none of the other NFL teams apparently were willing to sign him to become their starting quarterback. Character does matter. For that reason, the Saints' book of Teddy Bridgewater version 2.0 had a very happy ending. History leads me to believe that the story of Jameis Winston 2.0 in New Orleans may not. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.